It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Save the World. It's Friday. It's time to get happy. It's been a crazy week with OJ passing and now firmly planted in a very warm place we call hell. It's time to toast to moving forward with all of our lives. And joining me now, Fox News senior correspondent of banking, Kelly O'Grady.
I wish. Can we get that title approved?
Right. Yeah.
Fabulous.
I'll call legal. Cheers to you.
Ah, cheers.
You have your own mocktail. This is the Lady O'Grady. And
my
this is, it would be theoretically, if we were doing it right, it would be peach juice,
okay,
blueberry Stoli vodka, peach hard high noon, and, a little blue curacao.
So very, very spring, so very
to greatness
fruity
in all its forms and bank failures. That's good.
Oh, the peach. I can really taste the peach. Yeah. That's good.
That comes through.
It'd be even better with that vodka.
If only
that's
we had
for
blueberry
the
vodka in there.
That's for the weekend.
Yeah. I was just at mom's weekend with my daughter for the first time. She's a freshman in college. And I had a real cocktail. It was not a mocktail that looked something like that. So I tried to replicate it as best I could.
I love it.
But I couldn't do the whole thing because my liver would quit on me. It would just wave the white flag.
Yeah, we're not freshmen anymore.
Wheel itself to a hospital to be removed.
Oh, the days when you could do that in college.
Some of the moms drank like they were college freshmen. It was wild. And maybe they have longing in their hearts.
Yeah, it was a throwback.
Little
it was
retro weekend, exactly right. And I was not judging them. I was celebrating. I was singing and dancing, but I was also asleep by 11 every night.
Well, honestly, that is my favorite type of night out. Like, you have the cocktails,
yes,
but then you also can wake up at 9 a.m.
That's the nice thing about
yourself.
Being an adult. Now you're like, I'm going to have good food. I'm going to do this in the right order. I have nothing to prove. I'm going to appreciate a lovely sip. Maybe it will be a sorority drink, which I specialize in. Maybe it'll be some sort of a high-end old-fashioned. I don't know. Where are you from?
I am from Boston, Massachusetts.
Solid.
Yeah.
Are you a Red Sox fan?
I am a Red Sox fan, but probably my favorite team is the Patriots.
Okay.
Huge, huge football girl.
So that's the most important thing to you.
My dad wanted a boy, and he got me. And so we spent all our time growing up watching Tom
that's
Brady.
That's amazing. Yes.
And of course, you know, the demise of that.
No, but it's like, there's nothing like watching sports with your dad. It is the greatest way to bond. You don't have to be a boy to love sports.
Mm-hmm.
And girl dads learn that in short order.
Oh, yeah. He also learned to love Grey's Anatomy in short order, too. So it's give and take.
You and my 15-year-old, that's so funny. She's seen every episode, I think, 3 times. There's
my
a lot of seasons.
And the other are.
Yeah, we were discussing today, and she said that show just keeps going on. She's like, it's like Law & Order SVU. And I said, but, you know, is it still good? Because I haven't seen the newer seasons. And she was like, no. And she actually said to me, I think they would probably cast me as a neurosurgeon. They're willing to put anyone in the show now.
Well, I mean, I remember I used to work at Disney and I was at ABC when it was kind of in its heyday.
Yes.
And, you know, Shondaland and everything. And there would always be some crazy thing that happens in Seattle, though. Like a bomb explodes.
I lived in Seattle.
Yeah. I was like, is this real? I don't think so. But yeah, at this point,
ferry
it just seems like a moneymaker. Right?
Terrorist attacks. Yeah. Terrorist attacks inside the hospital. Yeah, it was. It's a very dramatic place. A friend of mine who lived in Seattle was having migraines, and I called her sister and I said, "It's a shame because the world's finest neurosurgeon used to live and work in Seattle, but he's since died." And she was like, "Who is that?" And I said,
"Nick Dream."
Yeah, Derek Shepherd.
Yeah. Once they killed him off, I was kind of like, "All right,
yeah,
we're done."
That was too painful.
Yeah,
and I get it. Patrick Dempsey has to move on.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Ferrari movie recently. He had like a shock of white hair, which was a pretty cool look for him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at the Formula One race in Vegas.
Oh, you went to the Formula One?
I did.
Oh, that is awesome. It was cool. I am a huge Drive to Survive fan.
Me too. That's how I, and I don't feel bad about it at all.
Oh, that was the on-ramp.
No, I'm not. I'm not like, man, I've been following it for years. No, none of that.
Total bandwagon fan over here. Very sad that Gunther from the Haas team is no longer.
I'm devastated by that. He was
the show.
He was like a walking soundbite.
Every time he said wanker,
they think we're wankers. Yeah.
Gene, we could have been rock stars.
But now we look like wankers.
It's honestly impressive that he lasted that long. I bet you Netflix paid Gene, the Haas team owner, to him on.
Yeah, we'll pay your salary. Yeah, whatever it takes. You guys suck. Keep sucking. If you suck, the more you suck, the better it is for us.
Better TV.
Yeah, because Americans are invested in the Haas team. Mm-hmm. We want them to do well. But yeah, I was so sad to see Gunther go. Who's your favorite driver?
So this feels like so cliche, but I love Lewis Hamilton. Because I think right now he's in that like Federer phase where he was the god. Mm-hmm. And now he's in that comeback phase.
Okay.
Questionable that he signed with Ferrari and he's still driving with Mercedes this season. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. But what about you? Who's your favorite?
I love Carlos Sainz.
Mm.
So I'm kind of devastated that the Ferrari cut him loose because he's a better driver than Lewis now.
Well, and he's crushing it this season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, he's like, IDGAF. And he's probably saying it in Espanol whole time.
He's on the revenge tour.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you want to cut me?
Yeah. It's like, when Carlos Sainz made his heel turn, it was one of the best things that's happened to Formula One.
Mm.
Because he's like, he was the nice guy for so long. And, you know, he was willing to move aside and let Charles pass him by. But now he's like, oh hell no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and podium again.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you like that. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and win a race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we'll see where he ends up. Maybe Mercedes, right? Maybe we'll just do a swap. Because
if they
need
have a good car.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be kind of funny if all of a sudden Mercedes had a sick car again. And then Carlos is like, I'm better than George.
Or...
I'm better than Lewis. I'm better than all of you.
The thing that I would love
except
to
for
see,
you,
though...
Max, I am no better than you.
Well, so that's what I want to see. Because Christian Horner... he loves to push his people to the limit, clearly.
Clearly.
And
what are you wearing?
I would love to see that.
Send me a picture of your Spanx.
Like, ew. God.
Yeah, he's
in this day and age,
character.
You think that's not going to come bite you in the ass?
Not ideal. Very excited to see how Netflix plays that out for us.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I'd love to see Sainz and Verstappen because it would just... finally, you get Sainz in probably the best car, right? And that could be... we could see the end of Max Verstappen. Maybe.
Checo's been doing well as well this year, though.
True.
So everyone's like, he's going to retire in Mexico, and that's going to be it. And it's like, no, he's still driving.
Yeah. Well.
And surviving.
And surviving.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
How long have you been at Fox?
2.5 years now.
Okay, and where have you been? Because I've seen you in Los Angeles, but you live here.
Yes. So actually, I was in Los Angeles for the first 2.5 years.
Okay, cool.
And I just recently moved to the New York bureau, which is so exciting.
How do you like it? Because there's a big difference between those bureaus.
Yes. The LA bureau is wonderfully small. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally see
nicest
everyone.
People on earth.
Oh my gosh. I miss my LA bureau folks so much. I've always wanted to live in New York, though.
Yeah.
And so being here is such a huge opportunity. Get to see folks like you in person.
That's right.
Which is great. And my husband.
I'm real. Pinch. There we go.
You're not AI. Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Exactly. And my husband also was living here. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's a huge
wonderful.
Plus.
So you're all under the same umbrella now.
I know.
That's
and
great.
We haven't killed each other yet.
Congratulations.
In, so, yeah.
That's so exciting. So what is on your bucket list to do in New York that you haven't done yet?
Oh, gosh. Probably every rooftop bar that has that sort of typical, you know, touristy thing.
No, it's getting to be that time of year.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a touristy thing because it's great.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, it's like people know how to gravitate to. And there are some good rooftop bars around where we are at Fox. But that's the fun thing is to kind of go throughout the city and find new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I also, one of my favorite things to do in Los Angeles, this is going to sound really morbid, but they have movies.
At the Hollywood
movies.
Forever Cemetery.
Yes, thank you. It's one of my favorite things. And apparently they also do something like that where I'm located in Astoria. So I'm excited to recreate the magic.
Yeah.
The charcuterie and cheese board. And then my dog wondering why everyone is around.
Yeah, and why can't I eat the charcuterie?
Well, you know, he gets a piece every now and then.
See, if I let my fat French bulldog know that, he would devour the whole thing.
You have a French bulldog?
Yeah.
I have a French bulldog.
Stop it right now! What's your French bulldog's name?
Biggie.
What's yours? Oh, Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, they're named after musicians.
Yes. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, he's making the transition from L.A. to New York. Okay. Also, he doesn't like the rain. He doesn't like the wet paws.
Lemmy doesn't like the grass.
Yeah. Oh, that's problematic.
Yeah, so when we went to L.A., he was like, no, I'm going to stay on the concrete. Thank you. Why don't you get me back on the sidewalk, woman?
Yeah.
You she-monster.
Yeah, Biggie is confused why there's no grass, and he's, you know, looking for that in his life.
I mean, there are parks throughout the city.
Right, right.
There are a few, like, secret dog parks. I always see this one, so I finally took my dog over there. And it's, like, off-leash. Their dogs run like crazy. Mm-hmm. So I take my dog over there. He's a lazy French bulldog. So he runs for 30 seconds. He's like,
and then he's done.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. We're good. I'm solid. I'm just going to lay here and bark at everyone on my stomach. Mm-hmm. And while they're running back and forth. And so he's just laying there. And someone comes up and is like, your dog has to be on a leash. And I'm like, no one else's dog is on a leash. I don't have a bloodthirsty killer. This is not a greyhound. He's not running from building to building. And I saw a dog do that the other day. He just took off from the dog park and started running and didn't stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was, like, running and running and running. And there were people, like, chasing after him. And I thought a child was missing. Mm. Like, that was a level of hysteria.
Well, French bulldogs are children.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we love them.
It is.
Lady O'Grady, thank you for being here for happy hour.
Oh,
welcome
fabulous.
To New York.
Thank you.
And may the Yankees always beat the Red Sox.
Fair enough.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World along with Kelly O'Grady. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.